I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to have you back for another week. Hopefully it's been a dirty one for you wherever you are around the world. And as we always say, we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So thanks for being a part of the nation. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing. And thanks for wearing the apparel, sending us questions, and everything that it takes to be a part of Dirtbag Baseball Nation. So obviously got a good lineup of segments tonight. A little different through the middle or whatever and stuff. Something that Nolan and I definitely want to talk about. And I know we've kicked the tires on it in the past, and that's Shohei Ohtani a little bit and what that contract might look like. You know, before we get there, we do still have rookies doing some highlights, just some always entertaining stuff going on in the MLB, like there always has been this season and continues to be. And maybe some teams climbing up the unexpected list, like the San Francisco Giants, for heaven's sakes. But anyways, we'll get there and we'll get talking about it. But before we do, as always, we want to give our shout out to the boys over at the Rip Grip Pro. That's Rip GripPro.com. Give them a look. Give them a check out. That's the hitting training aid that creates that palm up, palm down swing motion, seamless, effortless hitting training tool. And it'll make a big, big impact in your hitting overall. So definitely check out Tress and his team. Get in touch with Tress if you have any questions over at RipGripPro.com. And also, obviously, the Rope Trainer, our throwing training device, tool that we use and wholeheartedly support and believe that everybody from little leaguers to the pros should have it as part of your bag, part of your throwing program. So you can find that at our website, DirtbagBaseballNation.com, along with all our merch. And you know what? Get it as part of your throwing program. You're only losing out if you don't, and it's all on your shoulders. We can lead you to the water, so to speak, but we can't make you have that drink. So, and then before we get ready for the opening segment, be sure to go over to our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Subscribe to us to watch all our videos there live. And right now we got a mental agility, mental training for players, parents, coaches, scouts, agents, everything and everything going on over there. So a lot of good video series. So anyways, get that favorite drink, favorite chair, however you enjoy listening to us, because we're going to be right back here after this break and we're going to hammer away at it.
This is Ron Barr. Father's Day is coming up soon, and if you're still trying to figure out what to give Dad, I've got the perfect gift. Not an electronic gadget or a shirt or a tie or even a book. Give him what most men like, steak. And I can personally recommend Omaha Steaks, Dad's favorite grill pack. I guarantee you he'll say, wow, this is great. All you have to do is go to omahasteaks.com, type in the search bar sports, and your dad's favorite grill pack includes bacon-wrapped fillets, boneless pork chops, gourmet jumbo franks, and boneless chicken breasts. And for a sweet finish, you'll get delicious caramel apple tarts. You'll also get 8 free burgers with your purchase of $99.99. Nothing beats a Father's Day where you and your dad are grilling steaks and meats and spending some bonding time. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak, it's the best steak of your life. Surprise your dad with something both of you can enjoy and never forget. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword sports. It's the ultimate Father's Day gift.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers, AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Staples has everything you need to help run your small business. Shipping supplies and services to help move orders out the door. Print and marketing services so you can print signs, banners, and presentations fast. And now during Staples Small Business Deal Days, you save 50%. When you buy any combination of five or more boxes, mailers, and shipping tubes. Plus, find new deals for small business in-store every week. Keep your business running right and safe at Staples. Offer valid in-store online order pickup and Instacart. Exclusions apply. Not valid in Concord, New Hampshire location. Prices may vary. N71.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to get up and get after and get dirty on?
Yeah, let's talk about those hapless Oakland A's all of a sudden becoming the hottest team in baseball. Over the past week. Hey, and it's not like, here's the thing too, like, Tampa Bay obviously went out there, but they just brought out the brooms on Tampa. Like,
they did that, and then they nailed the Pirates to the wall before that.
Yeah. So, like, they did not go through easy teams, man. They went through some good teams.
And they had the Braves before that. And
yeah. No, like, that's just it. Like, they've won their past three series. And when you sweep two of the best teams in their respective leagues, obviously, I mean, Atlanta right now is second in the National League to Arizona Diamondbacks. Thank you. Yeah, sorry. But yeah, even Pittsburgh, like Pittsburgh was the best team in the National League Central until Ellie De La Cruz showed up on the scene. And I mean, he's taken that team over the top. Obviously, record-wise, Pittsburgh's still the top dog in the National League Central. But you're looking at it, man. Cincinnati, the momentum that they got coming right now, that kid looks legit. Obviously, he was the number four overall prospect, and everything that he's done up at the big league level since has just suggested, okay, Cincinnati's got a legitimate chance of making a good push this year in what could possibly be Joey Votto's final year. But, I mean, sticking with the Oakland Athletics, Tuesday night, right, so obviously last night, they did a reverse boycott game, right? So pretty much, average attendance this year for most of their games, I think, was around 6,000 fans or something like that. It might have even been a bit less than that. But obviously, with reports and stuff like that coming out that the Las Vegas deal, I mean, although not finalized, is basically getting hammered out that way, right? Like the Vegas mayor just approved of a $380 million or Nevada gaming. I don't know. Either way, one of those people just agreed to $380 million approval for Oakland Athletics having basically land rights for the opening of a stadium there in Las Vegas. And so basically everybody comes out. They're all just booing, yelling, sell the team, hoping to get everybody to come. And yesterday's game obviously was a sellout crowd. So, like, that was an excellent thing to see. And you're even seeing more and more people coming forward, right? Like, Oakland Athletics fans. They're like, hey, listen, this isn't on us. We love the game of baseball. This is on the ownership group and everybody else above it. Because pretty much we're not going to pay the money that it costs to go to an MLB game when you guys aren't giving us a good team to go and root for. Like,
now, having said that, though, I get that part of it. I completely get that part of it from the fans and stuff like that. I do want to give the shout out to the players. And I know you already have, Nolan, but it goes to show you, right? Like, as bad as the worst team in any sport is and appears and looks like, it goes to show you that they're still professionals at the end of the day. They're still have the pride and everything else that goes along with it to say, you know what? You think we like losing? You think we like being called that? We can say that you ignore it or put it out of your mind or don't listen to it all you want. It's inevitable you're going to hear it and read it somewhere or whatever it is. So for the A's to go out there and seven straight, and like you said, not against other division dwellers, league dwellers, good God, the best team in baseball.
Yeah.
And two of the other probably top 10 teams in baseball. Like, hats off, credit to Oakland A's, the players, Mark Gotze, good for you guys. Good for you guys for sure, because it just reminds us that even though you may be in the bottom of a league, you're still professional athletes. So anybody out there with young athletes, college athletes going through the grind, feeling the pressures or feeling sorry for yourself, hey, it doesn't matter, man. If you're a true sportsman, true dirtbag, you're going to grind and you're going to figure out a way to help your team win. So I did want to point that out.
Yeah, so I mean, let's jump in. Obviously, I was kind of mentioning about the Cincinnati Reds and everything like that. But I just want to get talking about freaking the rookies that have been just going wild right now. Obviously, you got Josh Jung over on the American League side. And right now, I don't really know if there's anybody that's even close to him for the American League Rookie of the Year. The start that he's been off to this year, obviously he won April and May Player of the Month. Like, Gunnar Henderson, obviously, last week wins Player of the Week. He went, 10 for 19, a few bombs, like, just a great week. And then, obviously, this week follows it up with his first career Grand Slam at any professional level against the Toronto Blue Jays. He's had a fine year, but, I mean, he's still only hitting, 240. Like, Josh Jung, to me, I think he's just running away with the American League Rookie of the Year.
Right now, for sure. For sure. It looks legit. What we've been waiting on for the last couple of years and stuff like that. And, you know, maybe Henderson stays on a roll and makes a real good, competition over the last, 4.5 months. And hey, we'll see.
Yeah.
But exactly right. Two good players. And I mean, overall, Josh Jung, I mean, for sure right now he's clear cut for me as well. Leading that. It's easy to sit there and say, obviously, Texas is first in the West and on a real good offensive team, right there, 1-2 in the league overall. Hey, at the end of the day, you still got to play, right? You still got to be a part of that top offense. And he's doing it. Plain and simple, he's doing it.
And then you want to talk about the National League side. Now, this is where it gets interesting, right? So, in my opinion, and I get it that Ellie De La Cruz is just making his MLB debut, but you have a good reason to try and say that guy right now should be in the top 10 for National League Rookie of the Year. I seen the other day the ballot came out on MLB on Fox, I believe it was, for the betting side of it, and Ellie De La Cruz was like third or something like that for National League Rookie of the Year, which is ridiculous to think about considering he'd only played like a week in the majors, right? But so anyways, you get Corbin Carroll at number one. You have Bobby Miller at number three, Spencer Steer at number four, Matt McClain at number five. And those are on MLB.com on who they're also thinking are the best rookies. Now, obviously, Corbin Carroll, he's got to be the cream of the crop for the National League. Heck, I'd say he's even a legitimate MVP candidate to start out this year. I get that some people will say that that's crazy. You're looking at the stats and you're looking at the success that Arizona's had. I always said that the MVP should be the guy that takes his team to the playoffs. You're looking at the immediate impact that Corbin Carroll has had on that Arizona Diamondbacks roster. And I get it. Yes, they have obviously made other acquisitions. Gabriel Moreno, Lourdes Gurriel in the offseason for Dalton Varsho. I'd say both ways that trade's worked out pretty dang good for both teams. Like, Gurriel's had a fantastic offensive year. Moreno's been good enough behind the plate that you're like, okay, I think we got our catcher of the future once Carson Kelly officially is, his time is over in Arizona. But yeah, like I said, I mean, you got Spencer Steer, Matt McClain, two other Reds. Obviously, Ellie De La Cruz, he'll be up there soon enough. Like, the Reds, man, they have a great young trio there of infielding rookie prospects. Well, I guess minus the prospects now, but rookies.
Well, I talked about it last week, right, when we talked about answering the question on who we thought was going to move the most in each division over the month of June. And my pick was the Reds. Those are exciting young players. And they're going to help lineups. They're going to help lineups offensively. There's no question about it. I do want to jump back to your Corbin Carroll. I have no problem at all on the MVP voting for that. Absolutely 100%. I think he deserves to be in that conversation without question. They've got stud pitchers. As we know, they're going to probably go out and get another one for the playoff push. It could be a Marcus Stroman, like you had mentioned last week. Time will tell. But that kid is a game changer, a team changer. Got hit twice by Strom there against the Phillies a couple nights ago. Lobello gets kicked out or whatever, comes back and hits a triple RBI. I mean, the kid is just good, plain and simple. So I have no problem at all putting him into that MVP talk. Not at all. And that's our thoughts on teams and rookies for the last month. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break, and we're going to kick it off with our thoughts on what Shohei's contract will look like.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. As we were talking about before the break, you know, we've kicked the tires on it and thrown it around. And quite honestly said, I don't think anybody has any idea what Shohei Ohtani's contract will look like after this season. But, you know, we're looking at where he's standing right now. He has to be AL MVP leader. If he's not, just took over American League home run lead a couple nights ago with the two home run game against the Rangers. Does it against the best team in the West, teams that they need to play on in their park. Obviously, the pitching speaks for itself as well. But I want to get as real to your idea, Nolan, and give my idea of really what a Shohei contract has to look like for me. I'd love to hear your opinion as well, or thought on it as well. Because like I said, we've kicked the tires and had some fun with it. But what does it really look like, Nolan? What do you really think in your head with what he's doing again this year? I realize in what, 5 or 6 years, maybe 7 or 8, he's not going that. You know what? I'm not even going to go there. You go ahead and you give your thoughts. What's your thought on it?
All right. So I'm going to compare him to another player in a different sport. All right. Because in baseball, I just don't think that there is anything comparable. Right. Like he's obviously, everybody knows he's the unicorn. Right. So I'm going to compare him to another guy that just came stateside, with arguably the biggest international following outside of Cristiano Ronaldo in the world, and that's Lionel Messi. So Lionel Messi, obviously, he's coming over. He's going to play for Inter Miami and whatnot. But so the way that his contract works out is he's getting paid just north of $50 million annually. So it says roughly $53 million annually. And then he's got basically a partnership deal with Apple TV and Adidas for all merchandise, all that stuff, whatever sort of revenue sharing. Basically, he's going to be included in it, in his contract. And then further down the line, the same as what David Beckham once got when David Beckham came to Los Angeles, played for the Galaxy. And then in his contract, basically had ownership rights to an expansion franchise. And so, obviously, with the way that the MLB is going and talks and stuff like that, and I mean, there's been chatter over the past couple of years, obviously, for the league to push for 32 teams. And it sounds like once the MLB gets this Oakland and Tampa Bay fiasco is figured out, there is a very realistic possibility that there could be an expansion team coming to a couple of different cities. Obviously, they'll have to do one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast. I think, personally speaking, if they're going to do one on the East Coast, it'll be Nashville. And then if they're going to do the West Coast, obviously you eliminate Las Vegas from that whole scenario. Oakland, I can't see them obviously getting a team again because of the recent moves and everything like that, and they'd have to fix up the Coliseum and all that extra stuff. So, I mean, you got to assume it's either going to be Portland or possibly Mexico City. I mean, Portland makes the most sense to me, obviously trying to keep it in America. But at the same time, I think they had enough success in Mexico City that it is something that they could divulge into. But I mean, you're looking at it like if they don't go that route, I don't even know if 10 years, $600 million is technically what he should be getting paid. Because you got to think about it this way, right? Like, I heard Carlos Pena say it on the network, and I mean, it was basically exactly what I was going to say for this too. So I got to give him credit. The return on investment, and we always talk about it, right? Whenever you hear big name players signing and stuff like that, like when Judge signed with the Yankees, we're like, yeah, you're paying him $40 million a year, but guess what? You guys just made $360 million off of number 99 jersey sales and hats and everything else that comes along with the Yankees name. Wherever Ohtani signs, you're going to get arguably the biggest ROI of all time, because everybody and their mothers is going to want a Shohei Ohtani jersey with wherever he goes afterwards, right? He already dominates the Japanese market. And then well, you're just going to get a whole new fan base coming to watch him. It's like when LeBron James goes from team to team. You look at how many LeBron James supporters there are, right? LeBron James, when he went down to Miami, the amount of Miami Heat fan that came out of the woodworks just to buy a LeBron James jersey. When he goes out to Los Angeles, the amount of jersey sales out there, right? Well, obviously, Cleveland, you're looking at it, jersey sales there. No matter where Ohtani goes, no matter how much money a team spends on him, your ROI is going to be through the roof, and you're going to make money off of the contract at the end of the day. So that's what I'm saying. You either take the Lionel Messi route and you give him less annual with better incentives, or you just say, hey, here you go. Here's 10 years, $600 million plus. And you say, here you go. Give me 5-6 years as a good quality starting pitcher. Back end, we might have to use you out of the pen. But either way, you are still going to get 25 to 30 plus home runs on a yearly basis. You're going to be in the MVP talks for the next 5 to 10 years. No matter what, it's not a lose-lose at the end of the day.
Well, that's the crazy thing about it, right? You look at it and you go, Juan Soto is a free agent after the year if the Padres can't sign him. That's, and he is an incredible player, but it, that's what really got me thinking about this was he's a contract. He's a stupid contract, like all of them are, in the hundreds of millions of dollars. But Ohtani is, I just don't think, he's literally a 30-team option player because of who he is and what he does on the field. That contract, I don't believe any team is ever going to give him ownership. They don't want to do that. They don't want to open up that can of worms. But you chose Lionel Messi. I chose Michael Jordan because they're both relative to exactly what I think and you believe, obviously, that contract is going to have to look like. I don't think it's a straight MLB baseball-only paid deal when it's all said and done. I think there has to be, like you said, a percentage, an actual quantifiable percentage of every sale made. Now, I realize MLB and ownership doesn't want that either, but that guy literally has the opportunity to be that person right now. I don't think there's any ifs, ands, or buts about it. He is the greatest player on the planet. That is hands down. MVP, World Baseball Classic. Hit a little bit of a bump. What about week 3 of April, got out of the gate explosively, hit a bit of a bump, a little bit of a fatigue stage, and now he's come roaring back again and flowing.
Leading the AL for home runs.
That's what
the
I'm
pitching,
saying, right?
The pitching side has declined a little bit, and obviously he's been put on the shelf. They're trying to rework his pitching schedule, obviously due to like arm fatigue and whatnot, but sorry, go on.
For sure, but you hit the nail on the head. So worst case scenario, you sign that guy for 10 years. I think if you start doing what we're talking about, you got the 15-year option. You definitely have that option to go into that. When you're talking about a percentage of sales of jerseys, apparel, obviously Nike is hating life right now because he's an Axis guy. And obviously because they're Japanese, it makes common sense that he's an Axis guy. Or Asics. And so if you're Nike... You're in life because you got Mike Trout sitting there beside him. But anyways, it is what it is. But I think that's right. I think he becomes the Michael Jordan of baseball, and I think he has the power and the leverage to do that because otherwise you got to give him $1 billion. You have to give him a $1 billion contract. And I just can't see any team doing that. You know, you got Bobby Bonilla out there making another $1 million until what, 2035 still. The Pat Hankins, there's some lesser known names, Dave Steve, a few of those people did those $1 million a year for X amount of years after their career was done. Genius contracts at the time in the '90s.
Well, like we said, genius. I mean, Ken Griffey Jr., you're looking at it, still the fourth highest paid player on the Cincinnati Reds this year.
Yeah. Like genius contracts, but there's you can't put enough money aside to pay that guy, in my mind. So exactly right. Yeah, whether it's your Lionel Messi, that's a good call, man, on that end. I didn't even think about it. Yeah, all that kept coming back to me was a Michael Jordan-like contract. But I truly believe that all 30 teams have an opportunity to get that guy. I think he's the only guy in history, when you talk about free agency, that literally, yes, it could be a game-changing contract, but I don't think it will be. I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime, very much like Michael Jordan's was with Nike. I mean, it just, you know, you want me, be as creative as you possibly can with your contract.
Yeah. No, that's just it. Like the minimum, the absolute minimum is 10 year, 450. Like that's where you're starting.
Because yeah. Like you said, your ROI on him, you can't put a guesstimated ROI on that guy. No. You cannot do it.
No, you're going to make over $1 billion. Like, and I'm saying that confidently, not even remotely close to hesitation in my head. I think realistically, he'd be the first $1 billion baseball player for an ROI.
You're talking about over the contract or in the first year?
No, over the duration of the contract. I think he makes your team over $1 billion. Oh, guaranteed.
Easily. Way too young. I say 2.5 billion.
See,
he's just so young that if he stays healthy, I think. But again, those are numbers, your number, my number. Imagine what the teams are doing on this guy. So, I mean, hopefully you enjoyed this section, guys, or whatever. We enjoyed bringing it to you or whatever. Now, you got to talk about this guy and how crazy it all is. So, send in your thoughts and opinions to us for sure. So, we'll be right back here with the curtain call questions right after the break.
This is Ron Barr. Father's Day was always special for me and my dad. We'd go to a ball game, maybe go fishing, or even take a trip. They were the things that made Father's Day unique and unforgettable for us. I've got a suggestion that will make it the same for you and your dad. Give him the Omaha Steaks, Dad's favorite grill pack. I can't think of a better way to celebrate his day than barbecuing with your dad. Just visit omahasteaks.com, type in sports in the search bar, and order the Dad's Favorite Grill Pack for just $99.99, and you'll get 8 free burgers. I've tasted all of this from Omaha Steaks, and I guarantee you'll like it, and so will your dad. Give your dad more than just a gift. Send him an experience he can share with you. Don't give your dad something electronic or a book or a tie. Just go to omahasteaks.com and order the Dad's Favorite Grill Pack today. You'll save over 60% plus receive 8 free burgers with your order. It'll be a Father's Day your dad and you will always remember. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword sports.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh yeah, love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
The FDA issued an import alert for U.S. Customs authorities to detain illegal, disposable, flavored nicotine e-cigarettes from foreign countries, including China. Rich Marianos is a former assistant director for the ATF, now with Georgetown University.
These disposable e-cigarettes have become a real problem. It's encouraging to see the FDA act at the border, but our kids need them to take the next steps and remove these foreign disposables from the store shelves. They have the authority, and now it's time to act. Sponsored by the Border Security Alliance.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through our mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke?
I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Hi, welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. So, Nolan, jumping right off of the top, what are we thinking from Arizona fans? They are pumped, Nolan. They are pumped. Are we in as much as the MLB is with the Diamondbacks finally breaking into the top five in the league rankings?
So here's the thing, right? Obviously, in the offseason, we were talking about it. We were saying, hey, they might be a dark horse playoff team, right? We were saying that back when they made that move back in December, trading Varsho, going out and getting Gurriel, making a few of the other moves that they made. Obviously, everybody was like, hey, like, pump the brakes here a little bit. It's too early to tell that. But, I mean, you're looking at that team. You knew last year they were good. Right? Obviously, Merrill Kelly, you were still kind of 50-50 on him, whether he'd be that solid 1B or if he's just a nice number 2. Right? Because obviously, Zach Gallen, he's clear-cut 1A for that rotation. Merrill Kelly this year, he's been phenomenal. Obviously, the other kids that they got out there have stepped up, and they've done a great job behind those two. Right? So, you're looking at the rest of the lineup. Is there definitely a couple moves that they can make to make that roster even better? Absolutely. But right now, are they the clear-cut number one in the National League? I don't know. I'm still not saying they're necessarily the clear-cut number one. I still think Atlanta, to me, is a little bit better on paper. But at the same time, I got to give credit where credit's due. They're definitely top five in the majors. They're definitely in that conversation for number one or number two for National League teams.
They're getting to that point where they're starting to make you believers, right? You're almost afraid to be believers because teams like them that take so long in the rebuild, you're not sure, right? Until you're sure.
No, yeah.
And it's easy to love the Braves the way they're playing. When I say playing, I mean, I'm talking over the last, obviously, flipping decade, it seems like now or whatever. But bad series against Oakland, going into Detroit, having trouble with Detroit right now. Pitching's looking like it's getting run down, to be quite honest. Strider, yes, they got the win in the first game today or whatever, the Reno doubleheader. But another bit of a down start for Strider. I don't know, man. The D-backs, like you said, I think now you're almost getting excited for them to go out and make that trade for maybe one more pitcher. The offense looks pretty balanced throughout. You got Walker at one, Marte, you know, you go Corbin Carroll. Gurriel plays a bit of everywhere, like they traded for him. Perfect DH outfield, first base if they need it. Doing exactly what he did with the Jays. Evan Longoria, professional experience on that end of it. You're showing that every day with him. Doesn't play all the time, but when he does, like the other night there, home run late in the game, ties it up. I mean, you're darn right. They're getting to that stage of the season where it's like, hey, wait a minute. Not only is the Dodgers not running away with it again, or the expected Padres running away with it, Arizona's still leading it. They're not still hanging around. They're leading it.
Yeah.
By 3-4.
Yeah, and they've been doing it pretty much all year, too. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah. They haven't shied away.
No.
And they played those teams. So, you know what? I don't know. We're obviously not as excited as you, questioner of the curtain call from the Arizona Diamondbacks, but we are excited about it because, again, it's a new team. It's a different team, but it's an exciting team. It's just some new faces that are good ball players and doing great things. Like you said, Zach Gallen's a Cy Young candidate or whatever in that, but when you watch him pitch, he's not lighting up the radar and doing all those things you think of. He does it all. He's a throwback kind of a pitcher. Merrill Kelly, same thing. Very, very interesting team, and I hope they can carry on for sure the rest of the way. And next up, Nolan, from the Motor City, Detroit Tigers fan, asking after 2020 number one pick, Spencer Torkelson, does it look like he's finally taken off? We're feeling good down here in the Motor City. Been a long time coming. Do you think it's going to be sustainable, or do you think it's just a short-term phase and it's Spencer Torkelson is just going to be what we've seen out of the first 2 years?
No, you know what? I hope it is sustainable. Because he was a guy that I was very high on. Obviously, huge, huge power prospect coming out of ASU. Tore it up down there. Fantastic college career. Well-deserving of the number one overall pick. When you're thinking about the Detroit Tigers, obviously, over the past, 15 years, give or take, you've had Miguel Cabrera and Prince Fielder manning first base there. For the better part of the duration. Obviously, Jonathan Scope has done it more so recently, but you got a nice little history over the past decade and a half of having a good, solid first baseman. Obviously, Torkelson was drafted there to be that next guy in line. Right now, it looks like he's finding his footing a little bit more. Heck, look at Jared Kelenic, right? If people want to make that comp. Jared Kelenic, obviously he was the big-time prospect coming back from the New York Mets to the Seattle Mariners. Look how his first 4 years went with Seattle, right? Couldn't hit a beach ball, or I guess 3 years, sorry. Couldn't hit a beach ball, and then this year he finally starts to turn it around, right? So, Torkelson, obviously a little bit of a different scenario where he obviously went to college before. Kelenic, obviously just straight out of high school, but either way, you're looking at it, man. Torkelson, he's still a big, strong SOB. He can still rip balls. Right now, you know what? He's on a nice little hot streak. I think, personally speaking, you have reason to believe that this is sustainable and that he will continue to go on this trajectory. Obviously, you'd like the power numbers to be a little bit better. But for the most part, what we've seen over the past month, give or take, he's looked like that type of player that should have been deserving of the number one overall draft pick, right? Not all guys are going to come up and be superstars right away. This kid, he's got the composure. Everything he does basically is right with the media I'm talking about and everything like that, right? He just goes about his business the right way. You know what? I like this kid, man. I think it's sustainable. I think him and Riley Green, the pair of them, you obviously got good building blocks there.
Yeah, no question about it. Like you said, you drafted as a third baseman or at least the perception of that, and all of a sudden you're moving over to first because the defense isn't quite hot enough for the hot corner. Don't forget, like you said, you're replacing Miguel Cabrera, Hall of Famer, one of the best Hall of Famers of all time when the time comes. That's not easy. So with the amount of amazing rookies out there the last 2-3 years, Julio Rodriguez last year or whatever and that, but he's been very quiet this year or whatever and that, not terrible, not disrespectful, quiet, for example. You go to the Cincinnati guys like we're talking about, they're not replacing Hall of Famers. They're not having this expectation on them to immediately turn the franchise around months after you've been drafted or within the year of you being drafted. So absolutely, it looks like he's finally just starting to breathe, understand who he is as an MLB player, and start to let his natural hitting ability take over. Another home run today against the Braves in game one. You know what? He's going to be just fine. So great question. You should be excited. You should be pumped, Detroit Tigers fans, and run with it. Run with it as long as you can. Quick one on the first round of the All-Star balloting. Nolly, we're just under 5 minutes left in this segment, so let's go ahead and get down. We're going to go through the top two of the American League. We probably won't get through to the National League. They wanted to hear our thoughts on the early. First round isn't over until June 22nd at noon hour. So right now we got American League. We've got Vladimir Guerrero at 545,976,000. Yandy Diaz of the Rays, 533,179,000, leading 1-2 in the American League. Do you think the Tampa Bay Rays fans could pull that one off for Diaz, or do you think the Blue Jays fans hold on with Vladimir Guerrero by the time it's done for the starting position?
Common sense says the Jays fans hold on. Obviously, you have an entire country and some parts of Eastern states, just obviously because that's where the Jays minor league systems are in most parts, and then some parts of Western New York, like you got Buffalo and whatnot, obviously, where a few of the other Jays players played in AAA. But you're looking at it, man, like Tampa Bay, unfortunately, just doesn't get the respect that they deserve for the All-Star game balloting. Toronto, it's a little bit easier, bigger market. Obviously, you got all of Canada as well backing you. I don't know. Do I believe Yandy should be the first baseman down there? Yes. I believe three quarters of Tampa Bay's team, for goodness sake, should be the starting roster for the All-Star game. Between them and Texas, they could realistically fill out the whole roster. Look at Kansas City back in 2015 or 2016, whenever they sent their entire team to the All-Star game. Right? Like, that's what I'm saying. You very easily could do it, but end of the day, I think Vlad's going to be the starting first baseman.
Second base, Marcus Semien, Rangers, 707,712 votes.
Yeah, that's
Jose
it.
Altuve.
That's it.
No,
don't even continue.
Altuve doesn't make it back?
Semien, I think it's automatic.
Third base, Matt Chapman leading right now, 475,322. Josh Jung in 470,000, so less than 5,000 behind him. Does he overtake him before it's all said and done?
Yep. Especially if Jung continues to hit the way that he is. Chapman obviously has slowed down a little bit despite having the best MLB hard hit percentage.
Okay. Shortstop, Bo Bichette, another Blue Jay, leading the way, 775,221. Trailing way behind Corey Seager, 376,659. Wander Franco's even further behind at 226,629, and you hit the nail on the head with the Rays fans. Wander Franco, I think, should be way higher than that. He's having a really good year. I don't believe he's having the shit years, but what's your thoughts, Nolly?
Top five MVP finalist by the end of the year, Wander Franco, and he won't even be even close to the starting shortstop. Let's put it that way. I think that that's a travesty. I think Corey Seager, honestly, might get it, though. If Corey Seager continues to hit, I do. I think Texas fan base and Americans will just vote for Bichette or Seager over Bichette.
Okay. There you go. Outfield, I think it's pretty straight dry. Aaron Judge, Trout, Alvarez. Now, obviously, Judge and Alvarez are on the IL. Could be replaced.
Judge will be back.
Those three.
Judge will be back. Alvarez will be out.
Okay. So Randy Rosarena slides in at the number four position right now, 532. Yep. Kevin Kiermaier is doing all right at 322 or whatever, but all the Adolis Garcia, which really surprises me, is way down at six right now. Adolis Garcia, he's an MVP candidate, and he's only at 300,000. Do you think out of Rosarena, Kiermaier, Garcia, Springer, who maybe jumps past Yordan Alvarez?
Nah, it'll be a Rosarena. Garcia, unfortunately, just doesn't have that star power for whatever reason. He's a fantastic player, man. Fantastic player. He should be in there, but at the same time, obviously you can't go against Trout and Judge. So then that leaves one open spot, and I got to give it to Randy Rosarena over Adolis.
Okay, last one before we're out of time. Adley Rutschman leading for catchers. Jonah Heim, Selby Perez, top three.
Nah, Adley. That's it. Keep it simple. Stay there. Don't outthink that. He's the best catcher in baseball, and it's not close.
I think so, too. I think it's there, and it's exciting. So next week, we'll hammer through the NL with an update on it. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for sending in your questions, as always, for the curtain call. If we don't answer them here live on the show, we definitely do get in touch with you personally, and that's what it's all about. So we're going to be right back here in a couple of seconds with Nolan's final thought.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you are ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I can't rant about my Cardinals this week, but let's jump in with Gary Sanchez. All of a sudden, the resurgence that this man has had since joining the San Diego Padres gets picked up. Obviously, no one thinks anything of it. Had a terrible run for 3 games with the New York Mets. Past couple of years, bouncing between Minnesota and New York Yankees. Couldn't do jack diddly, basically. 13 games played this year. He's got 6 bombs, 15 RBIs, couple doubles. Is hitting .255, .300, .681 slug. Like, all the man's done since joining them is hit. And he's hit in timely situations, too. So, I mean, I got to give credit where credit's due. Gary Sanchez, welcome back to the big leagues, buddy. That is a fantastic role you've been on. Keep it going.
Absolutely. There was a lot of hate for him at the back end of the Yankees' career. Obviously didn't do anything with Minnesota. Just didn't work out. So, it's a good story right now, and hopefully it'll carry on for sure for the Padres. Absolutely, Nolan. Great final thought. Dirtbags. Unfortunately, it is that time, as it always is. So, you know what? As we say, we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So, stay true to the nation. Stay true to expecting a lot of us, pushing us, questioning us, sending in your curtain call questions, training questions, rope trainer questions, whatever you have, that's what we're here to do. As I mentioned at the top of the show, please go over to our YouTube channel and subscribe to us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'd love to have you watching our videos and reaching out to us and suggesting videos or series that you'd like us to talk about and have on. As presently, we're doing mindset and mental agility, like I said, for players, parents, coaches, scouts, agents, and management executives as well. So it's a great series. Check it out at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on YouTube. Again, subscribe to us. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And as always, you can find all our merchandise, our world baseball gear, the rope trainer over at DirtbagBaseballNation.com. That's DirtbagBaseballNation.com. And we thank the boys at Rip Rip Pro. We thank the team over here at Sports Byline USA because we're just honored to be on this show and have you listening to us every week. So, but unfortunately, it is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.